Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Dr. Donald Brown. Don Brown is the founder and CEO of Lifeomic, the creator of Life Mobile Apps, Precision Wellness, and the Precision Health Cloud Platform, in use at major medical and cancer centers. He is a serial entrepreneur who has created a string of successful companies, three of which he sold to the likes of GM and IBM. Don started his most recent company, Lifeomic, the day after successfully selling his previous startup for $1.4 billion.
Well, good afternoon, Don. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I love this. You're very, very welcome. And we are so excited to have you on the show today. We want to talk a little bit about your background and what you've been doing so we can get your message out to our global audience. So, Don, just jumping into the questions here. You've got quite the background in medicine as a physician, an entrepreneur, and now you're the founder and CEO of Lifeomic. Could you share with our audience what drives you and what has contributed to your success?
Well, I think fundamentally it's just a deep fascination with everything. I have an intense intellectual curiosity that led me to enroll after an undergrad degree in physics. I enrolled in an MD-PhD program, originally in biochemistry, ended up switching the graduate portion over to computer science, and unexpectedly started a little software company while I was finishing up med school, and took a detour into the enterprise software world for the next few decades.
I love that story. And as you know, as you and I both know, we've traversed quite some years here as far as the healthcare space and, of course, technology. And those two fields have absolutely just gotten closer and closer as time went on, as you know. So we love your story. It's kind of unique in a way, not totally unique, but pretty unique. And that's what's pretty exciting about this show is we get to share your story and what you're doing. So we're going to switch gears here and ask you, how have you adapted to life after the pandemic? And will you or your workforce be a fully remote workforce or just a hybrid model?
Yeah, you know, we were pretty distributed before the pandemic. We, even though we're a relatively small company, you know, just over 100 people, from the outset, we decided that we wanted to set up offices in three very different geographically distinct areas. One was Research Triangle Park in North Carolina. Another was Indianapolis, Indiana. And the third is out here where I live in the Salt Lake City Basin area. And it just worked out great. We have access to three different talent pools. They're all great markets, but they're not, you know, the craziness of Silicon Valley. And so because of that, from the very beginning, we were using Slack and Zoom and, you know, those sorts of technologies. And so it really, we didn't skip a beat during the pandemic. We just kind of kept doing what we were already doing, only more so, instead of having people go into the office, their offices, two, three times a week, they just, you know, started working every day from home. But now we're moving back to where we were before, where people have a lot of flexibility. But, you know, we do try to get people into the offices to foster camaraderie a couple days a week. But then, you know, our people are very used to and comfortable with working from home.
That's great that you're actually trying to get that reintegration into the office. I think that's so important. And again, I'm not knocking the remote model. Obviously, there's nowadays we can absolutely do that with the technology, but it's good to get people back together. And because we've heard a lot of stories about people really suffering a little bit mentally from being separated from their colleagues for such a long time. So I appreciate you sharing that. That's so important. And Don, switching now more into kind of what you did as an entrepreneur, I understand you've built and sold three companies, one that sold for over $1.4 billion. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are your top three tips for other entrepreneurs looking to recreate this type of growth?
Well, for me, I'm a product guy. And when people ask me what I do, you know, day to day as the CEO, my answer has always been, I'm the chief product manager. And I pride myself with driving product direction, with being very intimately involved. And even in my last company that had grown to about 2,200 people, we were a publicly traded company, offices around the world. You know, when we sold that company, I had a new customer in Australia complain. They said, you know, one of the reasons we bought this software was because we could launch a question on Saturday night in Australia, and we would get a detailed technical response from the CEO on Sunday. Which, you know, just blew them away. But it's something that I think is really important, especially in tech companies, for the people in leadership, and especially for me as the CEO, to be intimately familiar with the products, the technologies, and be able to, you know, talk about them in a detailed way that relates to the problems customers are trying to solve.
I really love that. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's not really the price point, but it's really about that customer experience. And it sounds like you've really understood your customer and were able to transition into a very successful business. So that's awesome, Don. And thank you for sharing. And Don, last question, can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either medicine or entrepreneurship?
Well, I think the thing that I've been able to leverage, as you mentioned, you know, I spent 30 years in the enterprise software industry, got very familiar with cloud technologies, artificial intelligence, you know, machine learning, mobile, and so on. The way things are evolving so rapidly in healthcare that you have to combine that knowledge of technology with an appreciation for the scientific breakthroughs. And so, you know, I graduated from med school in 1985, but I felt that my knowledge was getting stale, and it led me to enroll in 2011 at the age of almost 60 in a master's program in biotechnology at Johns Hopkins, and go through and get another graduate degree, go back through biochemistry, cell biology, molecular biology. And it was just wonderful because it really brought me up to date, you know, and so I wasn't relying on 30-year-old knowledge, as unfortunately so many of us do, but it also rekindled my passion for healthcare and just the so many exciting advances that are taking place that in combination with those technologies, we can really start to exploit.
I love that story. And you're absolutely right. You know, information and things are changing so rapidly that going back to schools is obviously a good thing. I appreciate you sharing this story, Don, and I want to let you know it was really a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Well, my pleasure. I enjoyed it.
Bye for now.